Have you ever sat in a meeting, bursting with ideas, only to watch someone else voice your exact thought 5 minutes later and get all the credit? Or worked tirelessly on a project, assuming excellence would speak for itself, only to see the promotion go to someone who seemed to spend more time talking about their work than actually doing it? This isn't about introversion or shyness. It's about navigating a fundamental cultural clash that millions face daily, but few can name. The corporate world operates on what we might call loud culture principles: speak up, self-promote, challenge openly, claim credit boldly. Yet many of us were raised with quiet culture values: listen more than you speak, let your work speak for itself, deflect praise, avoid confrontation. When these worlds collide, talented professionals become invisible, not because they lack skill, but because they're playing by different rules. The solution isn't abandoning who you are, it's learning to translate your natural strengths into a language the workplace actually hears. Quiet and loud cultures operate like different systems. Quiet culture says, ask once and wait, because following up feels pushy. Loud culture says, if you're not consistently visible, you don't exist. Quiet culture teaches that speaking up in meetings might seem disrespectful. Loud culture rewards those who voice opinions early and often. Western corporate environments aren't neutral. They're built on Greek values celebrating individual achievement and open debate. When companies want confident self-starters, they're describing loud culture behaviors while screening out equally talented people who communicate differently. Consider how we handle wins. Loud culture professionals say, "I increased sales by 30%. Quiet culture professionals credit the team. "We worked together to improve our numbers." Neither approach is wrong, but only one typically gets you promoted. The gap isn't about competence, it's about translation. Strategy replaces struggle through four key reframes that showcase quiet culture strengths in loud culture spaces without changing who you are. Shift from reactive to proactive communication. Before meetings, ask, who will be there? What do they care about? How can I align my points with their priorities? This makes your thoughtfulness visible while respecting your audience. Transform working diligently into maximizing every opportunity. Create strategic touchpoints. Send brief updates. Share research discoveries. This activates the halo effect. When people see you contributing in one area, they assume competence everywhere else. Reframe celebrating achievements as sharing how your work benefits the greater good. Saying, the system I built saved our team 5 hours weekly, demonstrates impact, not ego. Framing accomplishments in terms of collective benefit creates moral elevation. Others respect you more, not less. Find the strategic middle ground in conflict. Quiet culture avoids confrontation. Loud culture confronts directly. The reframe? Consider who needs information, what messaging prevents surprise, when timing matters, where conversations should happen. You're not avoiding or seeking conflict, you're managing it strategically. Your career brand isn't what you call yourself. It's what others think when you're not in the room. For quiet culture professionals, this feels uncomfortable because it seems self-centered. Here's the reframe. Your career brand is how you serve others, not how you serve yourself. Start with your core values, not what sounds impressive, but what genuinely energizes you. These values help you say yes to the right opportunities and no to everything else. Then identify your differentiating factor, the intersection of what you love doing and what you're genuinely good at. This isn't about being the best in the world, it's about being uniquely valuable to your specific workplace. Consider Gloria, a lawyer who realized credentials alone wouldn't differentiate her from thousands of equally qualified attorneys. Her differentiating factor became connection making. She built an extensive network focused on providing value through introductions. Her reputation grew organically. She will hook you up. This wasn't loud self-promotion, it was strategic visibility aligned with her natural strengths. Your career brand needs three elements: what you want to be known for, specific actions demonstrating these qualities, and intangible skills that make you irreplaceable. Technical skills can be duplicated. Your unique combination of talent, emotional intelligence, and strategic communication cannot. Credibility requires two components, respect and trust. Respect comes from demonstrating character, reliability, empathy, punctuality, and expertise, competence, communication skills, industry knowledge. Trust comes from consistent transparency about your work process, especially when problems arise. Quiet culture instincts can undermine this. When facing obstacles, you might troubleshoot alone to avoid appearing incompetent, but this erodes trust. Imagine unexpected complications arise on a tight deadline. Quiet culture says, work harder, figure it out alone. Loud culture expects, communicate roadblocks immediately, discuss solutions collaboratively, keep stakeholders informed. The TACT framework helps navigate these moments. Take a moment to acknowledge the situation. Articulate the process, explain what's happening and what you've done. Communicate solutions or share your thinking. Talk it out with open-ended questions that invite collaboration. Think of work communication like car insurance. It seems unnecessary until disaster strikes. Regular updates aren't annoying. They're professional. Explaining your process isn't making excuses. It's building trust. Sharing how your work benefits others isn't bragging. It's showing respect for collective success. The final piece is self-advocacy. Learning to ask for what you want rather than hoping hard work gets noticed. For quiet culture professionals, this feels transgressive. You are taught that good work speaks for itself. But in loud culture workplaces, silence isn't interpreted as humble patience. It's interpreted as lack of interest. If you don't ask for the challenging project, the promotion, or the raise, someone else will. The ACCT framework provides structure. Ask for what you want with clear reasoning. Circle back to stay top of mind. Celebrate your wins by sharing impact. Turn down requests to protect your boundaries. When asking, explain why now, who benefits, and provide supporting data. Address concerns and explain why you're the right person. This isn't arrogance, it's clarity. When celebrating wins, articulate the benefit to others first. Be transparent about your process and communicate with genuine enthusiasm. Create a wins folder for acknowledgments and positive feedback. This becomes evidence for performance reviews. Learn to say no using the TEF formula. Keep your tone neutral, explain why you're declining, follow with alternative options. This maintains relationships while protecting your capacity for excellent work. The journey from invisible to influential doesn't require becoming someone else. It requires becoming a more strategic version of yourself. Quiet culture values are assets when translated thoughtfully into loud culture environments. Your ability to listen deeply brings insight others miss. Your diligence produces quality rushed work never achieves. Your humility opens you to perspectives ego blocks. These aren't weaknesses to overcome, they're strengths to leverage strategically. The workplace needs both cultures. Loud culture drives innovation and urgency. Quiet culture drives reflection and sustainability. Effective teams balance both, but balance requires translation and awareness. You don't need to become loud to be seen. You need to become strategic about how your quiet shows up. Speak with intention, not just when comfortable. Share your work's impact, not just your work. Build relationships proactively, not just when needed. In a world that mistakes volume for value, your quiet competence is revolutionary, if you make it visible. You already have the courage, resilience, and wisdom. Now add strategy to that foundation.